now for the morning news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 92. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news. The due date for Wayne County mobile home tax bills is July 1st. Payments may be made in person, by mail, or put in the drop box located on the west side of the courthouse. Only 55% of mobile home taxes had been collected as of June 16th. A late fee of $25 will be applied if mobile home taxes are not paid on July 2nd. Individuals with questions may contact Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson at 842-5087 between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. More news right after this break.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you planned everything. Well, almost everything. You planned your way through life but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make, your funeral arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. They encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decisions with pre-arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home. Your decisions matter.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Your partner in auto repair. That's Cherry Street Automotive in Carmike. You get service, expertise, and a promise you'll drive away satisfied. Complete engine and body repair, 24-hour-a-day wrecker and towing service, tires from sales and service, and repair including muffler service, brakes, shocks, suspension, and more. When quality counts, count on Cherry Street Automotive in Carmike. Your partner in auto repair. Call 382-7165 today.
And now the rest of the news. Fairfield Public School District 112 will hold its regular Board of Education meeting at Center Street School in the boardroom tonight. There will be an open public hearing on the FY22 amended budget, with the board expected to act. Among items listed on the superintendent's report are the final reading of the FY23 student handbook changes, first reading of quarterly policy updates, and discussion on the FY23 board meeting dates. Action items include action on the FY23 school fees, the revised food service contract, and bids for the north side parking lot. Action is also expected on a one-month contract extension for the interim superintendent. Other agenda items range from resignation of a certified teacher, transfer of paraprofessional to bus driver, and employment of a bookkeeper. The Edwards County Board of Education will hold their regular board meeting tonight at 7 in the K-12 band room. In unfinished business, the board is set to approve the amended FY22 school budget, the Edwards County Employee Handbook, and the 2022-2023 Coaches and Student Handbooks. In new business, there's a motion on the agenda to approve a resolution allowing for the permanent transfer of funds to Operations, Building, and Maintenance Fund, and a motion to approve athletic fundraisers for Edwards County Youth Basketball League and WSGS Volleyball Camp. The board will hold a public hearing for budget review at 6:45 prior to the regular meeting in the K-12 band room for the purpose of reviewing the amended budget. The Illinois Eastern Community Colleges Board will meet tomorrow at 6:15 p.m. at the Olney Central College Banquet Room. After call to order and various reports, the board will discuss renewal of property, casualty, and liability insurance coverage, the FY 2023 budget resolution, and tentative budget approval. The board will also discuss affiliation agreements with Deaconess Hospital Incorporated, Henderson, Kentucky location, and repair to the main hall roof at WVC. The meeting will also be held on Zoom. The Zoom link, including meeting ID and dial-in number, can be found on our news headlines page at WFIWradio.com. As a reminder to all 4-H members, leaders, and volunteers, the 4-H Fairgrounds Cleanup Day is scheduled for this Saturday, June 25th, starting at 9 a.m. Please bring rakes, shovels, weed eaters, and anything else you can think of to help clean up the grounds before the fair. All help is greatly appreciated. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity has announced the recipients for the Community Development Block Grant for Public Infrastructure and Housing Rehabilitation. A total of $23.5 million will be awarded for 45 projects, which will support housing rehabilitation projects and enable communities in non-metropolitan areas to make critical repairs to water, sewer, and drainage infrastructure to enhance safety and quality of life for residents. Our communities deserve up-to-date water facilities and safe, reliable homes, which is why, as governor, I have made public infrastructure among my highest priorities, said Governor J.B. Pritzker. These grants will empower cities and towns across the state to improve the quality of life for their residents as we work to ensure every community in every corner of the state has access to the public works they deserve. Community Development Block Grant for Public Infrastructure, public infrastructure grants, are designed to provide communities with funding to improve public infrastructure and eliminate conditions detrimental to the public health, safety, and public welfare. As part of an annual CDBG program funded by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, DCEO is awarding $15.5 million for 30 water infrastructure projects. These projects include constructing of storm sewer pipes, water line replacements, hydrant and water storage tank construction, and other critical projects that help mitigate flooding and support sewer management, water delivery, and other public water necessities. State-administered CDBG funds will be utilized in areas that do not receive their own funds directly from HUD, with the majority of funds benefiting smaller communities and rural areas. Local governments were able to request a maximum award of $550,000, with an average grant size for the 2021 program at $517,000. Preference was given to projects located in underserved areas, opportunity zones, and those which proposed a non-state matching component to drive the maximum investment to the area. When matched with other local funds, the grants will generate repairs valued at nearly $21 million. Recipients from our area include Effingham, Grayville, Mount Vernon, and Olney, who all will receive $550,000. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency is now accepting nominations for county committee members. Elections will occur in certain local administrative areas for members. LAAs are elective areas for FSA committees in a single county or multi-county jurisdiction. This may include LAAs that are focused on an urban or suburban area. County committee members make important decisions about how federal farm programs are administered locally, and all nomination forms for the 2022 election must be postmarked or received in the local FSA office by August the 1st of 2022. Nationally, more than 7,700 dedicated members of the agricultural community serve on FSA county committees. The committees are made up of 3 to 5 members who serve 3-year terms. Producers serving on FSA county committees play a critical role in the day-to-day operations of the agency. Committee members are vital to how FSA carries out disaster programs, as well as conservation, commodity, and price support programs, county office employment, and other agricultural issues. Producers should contact their local FSA office today to register and find out how to get involved in their county's election, including if their LAA is up for election this year. To be considered, a producer must be registered and sign an FSA 669A nomination form. Urban farmers should use an FSA 669A3 for urban county committees. Election ballots will be mailed to eligible voters beginning November the 7th. Producers can find their local USDA service center at farmers.gov/service locator. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White has announced that all offices and driver service facilities operating on a Monday through Friday schedule will be closed today in observance of Juneteenth and will reopen for business tomorrow. As a reminder, Secretary White has extended all driver's license, ID card, and learner permits expiration dates to July 1st. This extension does not apply to commercial driver's license and CDL learner's permits. In addition, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has extended the Real Federal ID deadline to May 4th of 2023. Individuals can visit the Secretary of State's website at ilsos.gov for online services, including checking eligibility to renew their driver's license online, applying for a duplicate driver's license, renewing license plate stickers, or locating your nearest driver service facility. And the river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stood at 12.66 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork of Wayne City has a reading of 5.13 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 17.32 feet. Bonpaw Creek at Browns, 1.47 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi, 4.27 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 8.15 feet. Today's crude oil price is $102.56, down $8.03 from Friday. The July crude oil price is $109.90, down $7.49 from Friday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Sisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With four convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their four convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Stephen Graham Rocky Wood, age 62 of Fairfield, died on Wednesday, June 15th. Rocky will be cremated with no formal services held. Alice Marie White Donahue, 86 of Carmi, died on Thursday, June 16th. A service celebrating Alice's life will be held at a later date. Otis O'Neill, 88 of Norris City, died on Saturday, June 18th. Visitation and funeral are Tuesday, June 21st, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation is at 10 a.m., with the funeral to follow at noon. Burial with military rites will be in Plainview Cemetery near New Haven. and 78-year-old Jeff resident Clyde C. Liston died on Tuesday, June 14th. A memorial service for Clyde will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday at Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly online at our website, WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 92. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.